Iraqi Christians are fleeing Mosul in the wake of new violence. New leadership with big ideas comes to HCJB Global, and college alumni pass the ministry baton to Student Outreach Grow. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. More violence targeting Christians in Iraq is forcing even more believers out of Mosul. Armed Islamic terrorists are walking in the streets asking pedestrians for his or her identification card. When Christian is read by the terrorist, the owner of the card sometimes is murdered on the spot. The latest victim was a Christian music store owner. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says this is just one of the many similar persecution stories.
According to one of our contacts in Iraq, 25 to 40 Christians have been murdered in Mosul. Other reports have it as 5 to 12 Christians. There is a tremendous need for prayer for our brothers and sisters in Mosul.
There used to be 200,000 Christians. Now there are just 90,000, and ministry will be affected.
Mosul is where Christians have lived for 1,800 years, and so we need to have those Christians remain and be a witness to others. So that's one of our prayer requests, is that people will not flee.
Elsewhere, Tropical Storm Nana has formed but will likely curve away from the Caribbean and weaken. This is good news for Haiti, already battered by four major storms within recent weeks. Nearly 800 people have been reported dead so far, with 300 still missing. Christian Reform World Relief Committee is working with partnering churches in Haiti to distribute $40,000 worth of food aid to families in need. Pray for the families in Haiti who have lost everything and are in desperate need. You're listening to Mission Network News.
The world is flat.
That's driving the vision for growth with HCJB Global's new president, Wayne Peterson. No newcomer to media, Peterson says the global community is more broadly connected than ever before, equaled by unprecedented opportunity for the gospel.
The new technologies coming on with the internet and the social networking like Facebook and YouTube and the podcasting and streaming, we want to make sure that we're using the new media so we can reach the next generation with the gospel. And in order to do that, we not only need the new technology, we need young people that know how to use the new technology to reach people with the gospel of Christ.
Peterson takes the helm of the ministry November 1st. The greatest challenge will likely be keeping the ministry focused.
We need to pray that in this time of advanced technology, that we're going to be effective and efficient in using the resources God has given us, the finances, the technology, the people, so that we'll be effective in getting the gospel to as many people as possible.
Meanwhile, fall in the U.S. means homecoming celebrations on college campuses, bringing a migration of alumni back to their alma maters. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Doug Nicholson says they've found ministry in the transition that comes post-graduation.
Our purpose on campus is about lifelong discipleship, not just fellowship and living a Christian life on the campus. So when we're forward-looking at developing world changers, we also are looking at our alumni to see what's happening in their life. Are they exemplifying that lifelong discipleship?
Nicholson says they're teaching the witnessing communities what it means to be a true kingdom builder.
Our mission field is still the campus, and the former students, who are our alumni then, of course, are showing that these world changers are making a difference. In InterVarsity, our alumni are the links connecting their past and our present to the future.
And in Greece, Greater Europe Mission missionaries are administering the message of salvation to members of the Greek Orthodox Church. Greek culture makes being an Orthodox automatic, and other churches are considered a heresy. The Orthodox teachings about grace are very different from evangelical beliefs, which makes salvation difficult to share. Greece also has very few missionaries, adding to the challenge. Pray for more Greeks to come to know Jesus as Savior. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book Riding the Heavens by Max Myers, yours free for the asking. The former MAF president shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot that will fuel your hunger to know God more deeply. Get Riding the Heavens at 1-800-995-4828 or by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.